Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I want to start out with some good news today, or some nice, a little warm fuzzy. It is, by the way, it is free for all Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410 for free for all Friday. Well, this is a mystery hero, and he saves a driver from a car just hanging over a canyon cliff in Idaho. And I thought, well, this is kind of interesting. And then I wanted to put out to you, quiet heroes, real heroes tend to be quiet. They don't brag. They just do things and they go on. Who is your quiet hero? Do you have a quiet hero in your life? Police in Lewiston, Idaho are looking for the mystery hero who saved a 23-year-old driver from his car just hanging off a canyon cliff after an accident, and this happened on Wednesday morning. The Good Samaritan was photographed pulling the driver, Matthew Sitko, from the window of his 2000 GMC Yukon. The vehicle was just dangling off of the... This is just killing me, because I don't like heights. The vehicle was just dangling off a 30-foot drop from Bryden Canyon Road, according to the police there in Lewiston. Police witnessed the man, they saw him, rescue Sitko, but they never got his name, and he said he had to go, and so he left. So he pulls the man to safety, because that car's just dangling off this cliff, and he says, I need to go. You know, he probably had an appointment he had to keep or something, so he had to go and he left. A quiet hero, doing what is right, and moving on. Not expecting any pats on the back or gratitude, just saving a life and moving on. A quiet hero. Who is your quiet hero? 877-895-5410. Now, I received, I kind of like VeggieTales. I don't know if any of you watched VeggieTales before, but there's VeggieTales, and they're just silly. I don't think they're as popular now as they were when my older grandchildren were young. But one of the particular VeggieTales, they are reenacting an opera. And in this opera, the little Gord plays, he's a male Gord, and he has to play a female. And he says, well, we're going to get letters. And I got letters. And I thought I would share these with you today. Just two of them. I'm not going to share all of them I get. But this one I found very interesting. And I was very... humbled by it. But he says, Dear Beth Ann, I live across the state line in the Kansas City metropolitan area. While I was en route to St. Roberts, Missouri on Wednesday for my current sales position, I came across your radio program. It was encouraging to hear someone on the radio discuss UN Agenda 21 and the attacks upon private property ownership by the EPA. It has been distressing to listen to the so-called big boys who, and rarely, if ever, hear UN Agenda 21 mentioned. I agree with you that voters are partially responsible for the mess we are in, but not the level that many attribute to the voters. When parties force the pathetic candidates upon the voters, and there are few, if any, candidates worthy of a vote, it is difficult to break the status quo of returning so many unprincipled and immoral politicians to office. I agree with him 100%. Remember, back in 2000, and, what was that? We had that election, 2012, that I mentioned that surely America, this isn't the two best America has to offer. We have Don from Tennessee. Don, how are you today?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. I have some good news. This is on a Chinese exercise day. On the Saturday, the 25th of April, Tai Chi Chinese Exercise will be hosting World Tai Chi Day at parks and community centers. Tai Chi students and teachers will give demonstrations on smoothing joints and increasing lung power. There is a website, but the quickest way is to call the YMCA and ask for Tai Chi Day.
Okay.
And thank you. I just want a quick announcement.
All right. And that's in your area there, right?
No, this is worldwide. Hong Kong.
Oh, so it'll be on. Oh, it'll be on.
Francisco.
It'll be on the World Wide Web then.
Yes, ma'am. They do have a website for World Tai Chi Day.
All right. Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Going on with this letter, he moves on and he says, "When I had issues." While I had issues with much of what our government has done and continues to do, my epiphany about what is really happening occurred in March of 2009. He gives the actual date, March 20th, 2009, just west of Tipton, Missouri, he said. And he goes on to say, I was headed home, and this when I heard about the domestic terrorist profile. Immediately, I realized we were all under attack. And my life changed forever on that fateful day, on that fateful afternoon. I wasn't aware of UN Agenda 21 at that time, but that came quickly as I began to immerse myself into learning what so few people want to know about. In a way, I don't blame them. There is so much darkness with reality. Since my epiphany, I have wanted to shed light upon the truth, both positive and negative, and in the intention of encouraging people to act to save our republic and our freedom. So he has started writing, and he says he writes some for the Canada Free Press, and we'll see if we can't get a hold of him and see if we can't get him to maybe write something for the Pen. But how encouraging it was that he noticed, folks, the big boys don't talk about the land grabbing. They don't talk about Agenda 21. They don't try to wake America up. They talk politics. Politics, politics. What is it on some of those? Well, it's my favorite, one of my favorite musicals where they have the ladies standing around gossiping, and it's just pick, 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 talk a little, chick. Yeah, anyway. Cheap, 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 talk a lot, pick a little. Anyway, we've got Joe from Arkansas. Joe, how are you today?
Oh, I'm all right, and how are you about that?
I'm doing okay, sir.
Okay. One of the big items in the news recently has been these businesses, you know, like photographers and wedding cake makers and so on like that, that don't want to provide their services for homosexual couples that want to have weddings. And so far, you know, they've always defended their position on grounds of religious freedom, which ought to be adequate. But I thought that another way they might go about defending their position is involuntary servitude. You know, I think it's the 14th Amendment that says there's not supposed to be involuntary servitude in America. So basically what these customers are doing is they're saying, I have some money here, I can buy you, I can force you to work for me whether you want to or not. You know, and I don't see any difference between that and the slave owner who would say, hey, I paid money for you, I bought you, now you have to work for me.
Well, that's a good point. And you know, it's just absurd that we've come to this point. And you're just right, Joe. They shouldn't have to make up excuses. They shouldn't have to explain themselves. It's not like they refused business. They just refused to do an event. And there's a difference. Thank you, Joe. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It's free for all for Friday at 877-895-5410. Who is your quiet hero? That is the question of this Friday. Who is your quiet hero? 877-895-5410. And we will all be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. CSC Talk Radio is excited to welcome Murray Bast with BioAg as a new Common Sense sponsor in natural agriculture. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. They understand working with nature. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. They've done the research. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Visit bio-ag.com and research for yourself. Tell your local farm and home suppliers to become BioAg distributors. From chelate minerals, vitamins, and more, bioag.com has all the products you need. Work with nature naturally to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Serving all of North America, visit bio-ag.com or just give them a call at 1-800-363-5278.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, Brush Strokes and Ballad Ears, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I guess you guys don't have any quiet heroes or you're just not listening to me. I gave a report at the very beginning about a gentleman who saved a life and walked away, and now they're trying to figure out who he is so they can say thank you. Do you have a quiet hero in your life? But we have Tom from Michigan. Tom, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. Hi, Beth. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I guess Bill Spillane could be a quiet hero. He has a program he's represent called the Fair Tax, and this is not the flat tax, and this is really the only thing that's ever made sense to me. I've been, you know, looking at this income tax thing for over 20 years, or maybe a little less than 20 years, actually. But it's in its simplicity, everybody gets a prebate, and I mean everybody. It's a certain amount of cash that, you know, if you're making $1 million a month or, you know, $10,000 a year, everybody gets a check from the government. And then there's a 23% sales tax, a federal sales tax. And the retailers have a license where they're the only ones who can buy from one another without paying the sales tax.
Now I'm gonna make a comment here because I think that they're a little too quiet. Because I have had them on the air several times and I've tried to get Fair Tax in general to try and do something. They need to be in the ears and in the faces. They need to be talking to the people on a regular basis, not just once in a while. Nobody really understands what's going on with Fair Tax, and it disappoints me that they will not continue to beat the bushes and get out there and make if you're sold on it, then let's get it out there and let's sell it to the people. But I can't keep them on the air for it.
They've got a web page.
I know they've got a web page. They've got lots of web pages, but they need to have their voice out there all the time.
Well, have you been trying to get a hold of the guy? The guy's name is Bill Spillane.
I've had several of them. I've had several of them on.
Yeah, but I mean, this one particular guy, I don't know. You know, maybe there's other programs with the same name.
Well, what I'm trying to say, Tom, is they need to invest in those that are helping. That's what I'm trying to say. And they're being a little too quiet. I don't know what they're doing with all the money everybody's sending them.
Well, the beauty of the thing is, in my opinion, is that there is no self-assessment. Nobody fills out a tax return, and that self-assessment is the dead giveaway that it's a direct tax because that's the government would be assessing the income tax if they could, but they can't because it's basically a capitation tax. That's why it's self-assessed. So the whole beauty of Bill Spillane's fair tax is that there is no self-assessment, no return.
Well, and I've had, like I said, I've had them on from all over, different people in different states. I've had them on all over, and if they want to sell this to the people, they need to put a little investment in it and sell it to the people. And they could be on a regular basis, but I can't do that for free every time. But I've had them on numerous times, and I think people want to hear about it. They want to know more about it, but they're a little too quiet in their hero status if they want to get her done. Anyway,
you sold me on it anyways.
Everybody needed it. They should have been pushing it. Everybody's upset right now. We just hit that April 15th again, you know. Everybody's had to pay out or see how much they've paid out, you know, and then they brag about what they're getting back. Well, that only means you overpaid. You know, it's unreal what we put up with, Tom. It really is.
They steal it from you, then give you a little bit back to...
Oh, yeah.
You know, they tell you how generous they are.
Oh, yeah. Stimulus. I love that one. Stimulus. I'm going to stimulate the economy by giving you back a little bit of your money.
Yeah.
You know, and they talk about this minimum wage and everybody needs a raise and everything. But, you know, the quickest way to give everybody across the board, every single person, every single company, every single person in the United States a raise is to cut the taxes. Cut the taxes and give them a raise. But no, they won't mention that. They want to raise them.
Well, I don't think it's about the money. I think it's more about the control of the people.
Well, I think you're right there. You know, they do control the money, though. They take it away from you before you ever see it.
Well, yeah, if you're, you know, working for what they call wages.
Well, if you're getting any money, some of us aren't getting any money. Tom, I'm going to let you go so I can move on, okay? I appreciate the call. Thank you. We have Alfred from Missouri. Alfred, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, I think every time I've talked to you, I've talked about books, and I'm sure you know about the one you have there been selling.
Which
but
one is that?
Another, but The Coming Battle.
Okay.
But there's other books been written back in 1943. One of our representatives in government wrote a book, and it dealt with the same thing that the other one did about debt, government debt.
Okay. Okay, I don't have that one in my library to sell. Are you trying to trump my sales?
No, but I just kind of pointing out they all kind of say the same thing about money handling.
Well,
and it's the job of our federal government to create and control money, and that job has been given to the international banks.
Absolutely. But the unique thing about The Coming Battle is how old it is. And how it was predicted so long ago, and they warned everybody, you know, and that's what's unique about that.
Yeah, that's proof that some people have known about the problem for years. It needs to be corrected.
Well, and if we sit down and reread the Federalist Papers, it tells us a whole bunch of gob, too.
Well, I learned to read them.
Well, you need to read that. You need to read that as well. I don't have those here to sell, but you need to read that as well.
But the one comment I was going to refer to in this book it says about the indebtedness paragraph, and it says they permit the private banks instead of the national government to create money in the United States. That's the part that needs changing.
Hmm. All right. Okay, well, I appreciate the call, Alfred. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Now, now, what I said at the beginning of the show was I did get some letters. Well, I've got another one, and I think I'm thinking she's not happy with me. So she says, apparently I've not been rough enough and tough enough on Hillary, so I'm going to try and redeem myself here just a little bit. She says, why didn't you mention Hillary against everything about God, against gun rights, and helping, she's constantly helping the ACLU involved in Benghazi, to killing of the ambassador over there, and who asked for help. She didn't even try to get them any help. Well, I have talked about that. And some of the things, you know, there's no doubt that Hillary is involved in what happened. There's no doubt. She does not stand for God. She may word it, but she doesn't stand for it. And now she's pussyfooting and tiptoeing around the abortion issue as to whether she would be for an abortion of a 7-month fetus. And the truth is, they don't want any exemptions on abortion. But yet, if you look through Agenda 21, it's okay. It's not okay for you to take the life of an animal. We've got the Endangered Species Act. Well, I'm telling you right now, the Endangered Species under Agenda 21 and those liberals who believe in a utopia that will never exist is the human race, because they just don't like one another, and they don't like you, and they don't like me, and they don't want new babies unless it's their grandchildren. But you know, it doesn't work that way. Hillary is not presidential material. She's never accomplished anything in her life. Just because she's female and they want a female in the White House to say they've done it is no reason to vote for her. She's evil. Whether she's guilty of what she's guilty of with the Benghazi, we don't know all of it. But I'm here to say, and this is speculative, this is Beth's opinion only, I have no facts, just a gut feeling, that server was wiped clean for other reasons besides Benghazi. The truth might have been there on that, but there was something even worse, something even bigger, if that's even possible, because 4 lives were lost here. And they weren't just killed. They were tortured. Tortured. Left behind because she didn't have the time or the inclination to do anything about it. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. It's Free For All Friday. The question of the day, who is your silent hero? Who is your quiet hero? 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And we will be right back. Talk Radio is making available 2 pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. CSE Talk Radio continues our goal to bring America home. I've made it my mission to help small businesses who are ready to serve America on a national level. CSE Talk Radio can help your business too. I'm proud to bring to you TM Firearms Training. Tim Milligan. Sometimes an instructor, always a student. Tim Milligan is TM Firearms Training. He offers training in defensive shooting and tactics to defend yourself, your family, and the innocent. Tim has been teaching defensive shooting professionally for over 4 years and in private sessions for over 15 years. NRA certified basic pistol instructor, range safety officer, Tim is a distinguished expert marksman in pistol and revolver. Tim Milligan, sometimes an instructor, always a student. Visit tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com. That's tmfirearmstraining.wordpress.com or call 319-371-6698. Let CSE Talk Radio help your business go national.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are / were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House, only $13.99.
The Coming Battle, Lost for 100 Years, first published in 1899, is the chronological history of the usurping of every American's sovereign rights by the unseen money powers and their agents.
The Coming Battle, Who Controls America? This book has documented how and why our elected representatives and the banking money power deliberately created the national debt.
Banking money power and corporate interests, partnering with government, set up a framework to exploit American workers.
The complete early history of the creation of the Federal Reserve.
The Coming Battle is a chilling and all too true saga of power run amok. A must read for all Americans who want to know where and when our country went wrong.
To order The Coming Battle, send a $15 check, cash, or money order to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018.
For credit card use, visit csctalkradio.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Now, we started out with a letter. Well, we started out with the quiet hero. And the question for the day is, who is your quiet hero? But then I went into a letter that I received from a new listener, and I hope he's listening today. And he talked about not hearing on other radio shows, talk shows, about Agenda 21. Well, you know how I feel about it. First of all, it was never ratified, and we're still under its thumb. We should not be, but of course that goes along with some other things. And it goes on to say, I will go on to say, that Congress has done nothing. So we are once again being ruled and dictated over by a bureaucracy instead of a king. We've got king government, and they just aren't happy. They don't like the word sovereignty, if you throw that out there. They don't like that at all. But we are a sovereign people first. We have a sovereign God first. God created the people. The people are number two. The people created the state. The state is number three. The state created the federal government. It's number four. It's not the top. It's not the biggest. It's not supposed to be the biggest. American government has gotten greedy. Congress is doing nothing. You want to blame it on Obama? You better turn it around and blame it on Congress, who has allowed all the things that have happened, because they have the power to stop it. But they're too busy pandering to their parties and to the lobbyists. They are D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals, and they're not taking care of business. We're getting the business is what's happening. Well, this is in Phoenix, in Arizona, and state lawmakers are pushed to take over millions of federal acres. They're making a push to do this. It's another sagebrush rebellion is spreading through legislatures in some western states with a series of formal demands that the federal government hand over the title to tens of millions of acres of forest, ranges, and other public lands. Arizona could claim as much as 25 million acres, all federal land in the state, except military bases, Indian reservations, national parks, and some wilderness areas. If the federal government fails to comply by the end of 2014, well, that was December, so I haven't heard what's happened. This came out in March of 2012. The states say they will begin sending property tax bills to Washington. Now, I'm sharing this because it's something that has taken place recently. I don't know what the outcome has been, but the fact that these states are taking this step or trying to take this step is encouraging to me, and it should be encouraging to you, and we need to give them pats on the back, and they shouldn't stop. I don't know that they should really even have permission from the federal government to take what's back, take back what's theirs. What if they backed off with the EPA? That's who they're complaining most about, is the EPA and how it has stopped and stifled the use of natural resources for this and for that, which is all Agenda 21. It all goes back. Everything goes back to Agenda 21, pretty much. And I still have those books, and they're just $7.50. If you want to read about Agenda 21, it's all condensed. It's very simple. It's easy to understand. It's hard to comprehend why they would do these things. But it is about what they have said before. Alfred said with the tax, it's all about controlling the people. Well, they need to have our land. They have to have our land. Our land is our wealth. But you don't really own the land anymore because you have to pay a tax on it. Or tax on something. Now, some states don't have property tax. But if you don't pay your taxes, income or otherwise, if you don't pay the piper, you just wait and see how much of that you really own. Because they're going to come take it. Or they're going to take you. Or both. It's time that we wake up and stand together, America. It's just time. So when I shared this earlier this week, I was really, really, really excited about it. I don't know what's happened. I don't know what's happened yet. But this was, I've got the wrong one in my hand. But it's where it's coming from the Conservative Tribune. And it's a rebellion. This state has voted to ignore all of Obama's executive orders. Now, remember, I told you when you dissect, did you ever have to do that? Did you ever do that in English class where you put a diagram out for your sentences and your words? You had to kind of dissect your words. Executive. The root word is execute. Now, you can look at the meaning of that either way you want to execute to make something happen or execute to... to put something down. Executive orders are really not constitutional. We want to pretend they are. They weren't. The very first one was just a memo from George Washington because he needed a new chair. His office chair was broken. Why have we come down this road, and it's not just Obama, he's the one in charge now, but it's not just him, that they have been using these executive orders to execute laws, execute ideals upon the people. It's not for legislation. That's not what it's for. Emergency, maybe. I can accept that, but not what's happening. Well, Barack Obama is not afraid to wield the executive power to accomplish whatever agenda he wants. We've seen that. And whether he is ordering immigration officials to ignore deportation laws or mandating certain crimes not to be prosecuted, Obama loves to run America by his own rules. It's like he's got blinders on and he can't see what's happening around him. He can't see the economy is failing. Well, you know that he can. I'm just saying these things. It's as if he cannot see. And, you know, I had an article earlier this week that I did not share with you where Barbara Streisand was making a comment about how wonderful it is that we're in this, the economy is turning around and people are doing so much better. Well, what world is she in? She's kind of like Hillary calling the rich evil. When are they going to give up what they have to help the little people? Well, there's one state, as I mentioned earlier this week, that came up with a surprising plan to stop Obama's end run around democracy. And that state's move could prove to be first among many states rejecting Obama's overreaching. And it happens to be Arizona. Now, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And I wonder how many states are brave enough to follow suit. But the Arizona State Legislature's website described the bill as a prohibiting this state or any of its political subdivisions from using any personal or financial resources to enforce, administer, or cooperate with an executive order issued by the President of the United States that has not been affirmed by a vote of Congress and signed into law as prescribed by the U.S. Constitution. Now, something that was said in that is affirmed by Congress, by a vote of Congress. Congress has the power to put a stop to this unconstitutional use of power. They have the power. That's what they are there for. But they're too busy worrying about other things to take care of the people, which is what they're there for in the first place. D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. Who is your quiet hero? I'm just going to keep asking. I don't know. Apparently, y'all are all quiet. Maybe you're the quiet heroes. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, Congress did take a move this week. We're going to look at that a little bit when we come back. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with autopilot marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
For a limited time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson Silver Medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson Silver Medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense Forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73 California, Missouri 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. It is free for all for Friday. Your calls are welcome. We'll talk about almost anything you want to talk about. I put out a plea at the beginning of the show or a question. Who is your quiet hero? And y'all are awful quiet today. So maybe I told my producer, I believe they're all my quiet heroes out there. Well, when we went into a break, I was telling you that I had some information about what the Congress did do this week. Now, I'm not saying I agree with this article 100% or that I disagree with it 100%, but it is food for thought. It is food for thought. This is coming from Breitbart News, and it says Republicans cave to Obama on the Iran deal. He said, on Wednesday, Republicans declared victory over President Obama after passing a bipartisan bill designed to stifle Obama's nuclear deal with Iran. There's only one problem. The bill doesn't stop Obama in any way. In fact, it does the opposite. By granting congressional Democrats an easy excuse for voting to allow Obama to end the sanctions against Iran without political consequence. Senator Bob Corker, a Republican from Tennessee, announced the deal on Wednesday, touting his own role in reaching the deal. He said, the Secretary of State was continuing to push back against our role. They came to the right place, ultimately, right before a 19-0 vote in the committee against presidential Caesarism, they're calling it. There were three ways for Republicans to stop President Obama's Iran deal from the Senate. First, this is according to this man, this is Ben Shapiro, and he writes for Breitbart. First, I lost my place, Congress could have passed a veto-proof bill declaring that Obama's agreement constituted a treaty requirement, 67 votes for ratification in the Senate. And that obviously would have shot it down, since virtually all Republicans and some Democrats opposed the deal. Second, Congress could have passed new sanctions right now with a veto-proof majority, or passed a bill with a veto-proof majority requiring that Obama not remove the sanctions without congressional approval. That would have cut the legs out from underneath. Third, Congress could have insisted on linkage between the nuclear deal and Iran stepping back from its connections to international terrorism. The language would have destroyed any Iran agreements, since they continue to pursue terrorism across the Middle East, aggressively pushing in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and the Palestinian territories, and Yemen, among others. There were three major options to stop Obama. And the second one, they said, whereas, you know, it would have taken 67 votes, it would have been up to him to try and get those 67 votes. He would have needed them. Anyway, it ends this article. I'm not going to share every bit of it with you, but it ends here saying another congressional executive clash, another Obama win, in this opinion. Thus far, Republicans, who were elected in overwhelming majorities in 2010 and 2014, have signed off on watering down sequestration, granted Obama care funding, and granted funding for Obama's executive amnesty. What precisely are these Republicans good for if they cannot even pressure Democrats to take a straight up or down vote on something as crucial as Western surrender to Iranian nuclear ambitions? Congress is the one who sat back and let all of these things happen, from the failing of our economy to what's going on in the Middle East. They could put a stop to it. Congress could. We sit here and we talk about Hillary's emails now, but she was requested to present those emails 2 years ago. And now we're finding out she's destroyed them. Well, there's only one reason to destroy evidence. And that's because you're guilty of something. And now she's running for president. I personally don't believe she's going to be the nominee. I think she's got her head too far underwater with this mess. But then I'm pretty naive sometimes, because I believe the American people are smarter than that. There's still going to be some that just want her because she's Hillary Clinton, not seeing the crimes, not seeing the travesty, not seeing the incompetency. Something was on that server, as well as the Benghazi issue. Something else was on that server. I have a gut feeling that something much worse, if that's even possible, was on that server. Well, Missouri is trying to do the right thing. We'll see what happens. There's been people talk about this, across the nation for many years, about those who are on welfare and what they purchase at the grocery store. Now, I don't know what the rules are, but I know that you see them buying things that you can't afford, and you don't buy them. It says a bill introduced in the Missouri legislature would limit the types of food that recipients of supplemental nutrition assistance programs benefits would be able to purchase. House Bill 813, introduced by Republican State Representative Rick Bratton, would prohibit a recipient of SNAP benefits to use the funds for cookies, chips, energy drinks, soft drinks, seafood, or steak. Now, are they allowed to buy liquor and cigarettes on these things? I don't know. I'm asking that question because I would think that that should be something not allowed, especially since we tax it so heavy, particularly cigarettes. We tax it so heavy because it's so bad for us. Well, if they're under our care, shouldn't we take good care of them? Well, anyway, they're going to try and get this passed and make sure that they spend the money wisely. There may be another way to do that. I don't know how you're going to keep an eye on them. But, you know, the things that we're fighting. We've got legislature fighting this conservative rally against the D.C. anti-discrimination bills. We mentioned that earlier in the show. Where are those quiet heroes, like the man that rescued the guy off of the cliff? The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it. And that's a quote from George Orwell. Do you hate the truth? Where are the quiet heroes to step up and bring America home?
Time, CSC Talk Radio has been provided a silver medallion. This specially designed limited edition of Pure .999 silver 1 ounce medallion is a unique way to start a common sense conversation, as well as a special gift to you from CSC Talk Radio for your contribution of support. When you contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio, we'll send you the State of Jefferson silver medallion. Become a part of CSC Talk Radio and do your part to help maintain common sense as we educate and encourage the American citizens to take notice, smell the corruption, and get involved. The State of Jefferson silver medallion is a great way to tell others, we've been duped and double-crossed, but we the Republic are now awake and aware. Contribute $100 to CSC Talk Radio and receive your State of Jefferson silver medallion. Common sense is a rare commodity and more precious than fine silver. Support and join Common Sense Forces now. Send $100 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Take a look at the medallion at csctalkradio.com.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
Hear ye, hear ye! The Pen is here!
Hot off the presses each month, The Pen is the official monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 12 monthly issues. You heard correctly, 1 year of news for only $24.95. Common sense is what we speak, and that's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers. We know you're going to enjoy it each month. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it's necessary to keep informed. And that's what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do. We want to serve our listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.